There was an old saying which went along the lines of, if you want to get ahead, get a hat. And Penn Main of London seem to be taking that quite literally. We're delighted now to be able to speak to
Claire Howson from Penn Main of London.
Claire, share with us the fantastic range of quality, understated, but nevertheless fashionably superb headgear you've got here.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. So we've got a luxury hat brand, which is all lovely fedoras and trilbies made out of rabbit fur felt, which is absolutely beautiful quality material. We're trying to do something a little bit different, very sort of classic colours, very classic designs, some lovely feathers and beaded bands and things like that. So really classic, but a little bit different.
I'm very impressed with the fact that you're actually wearing the product as well, which is always very good.
Of course, don't go anywhere without a hat.
Eva.
I was just looking at the business and the stall. When did you first form as a business?
So we launched about 18 months ago. I actually used to be a solicitor in the city, so a little bit of change of lifestyle. We launched
much more fulfilling spiritually, I'm sure, Claire.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's great fun. A bit of a roller coaster, but really fun. So we launched about 18 months ago. We launched in Harrods about a year ago, and since then it's really taken off, which has been great, and we do lots of country shows, and it's a really great market for us.
We're pretty regular covering things like the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, obviously Burley, badminton and so on. Is this your first Burley?
This is our first Burley, yes. And it's been absolutely brilliant. Everyone told us that we had to be here and they were right.
They needed the headgear. That's, I mean, to be absolutely honest, although I wouldn't let Du Barry know this, and we're great friends with Du Barry, at the end of the day, your hats actually beat them, I think.
Oh, well, that's very nice to hear. Thank you.
Stand by that, Charles, if you're listening.
Is there anything that we can look forward to with your business?
So we've just launched our new collection for this season, which is a little bit more sort of occasion-y, so sort of racing occasion hats, with lots of lovely lace bands. And
good to see you don't have fascinators, thank the Lord.
I know. Well, we're trying to do something a little bit different, and we thought there was a really good gap in the market for it, so...
Claire, it's been sensational touching base with a good self. I mean, an interesting career choice there in all sorts of ways from that point of view. I mean, any regrets about leaving the legal aspect?
No, I mean, I do miss it, but, if you're not brave and take the plunge, you're never going to know.
Absolutely. And how do people get in touch with Penn Main of London if they're listening to this and they see the photographs on Facebook and they think, we want to find out more?
So we have a studio in London, which people are very welcome to come and see us at. And then we also have an online store, which is Penn Main. PennMayne.com.
One of the things that always impresses me about Burley is the fact that every so often you encounter a stand which is quite clearly designed to really raise the standard of British cultural life a few notches. Eva, we're currently in the Du Barry stand. You've got a flute of champagne in your hand. You say this is a very civilised way of actually spending a Friday.
It is, yes. I didn't imagine it this way.
And obviously last year when you were having a little perusal yourself, presumably the Du Barry stand, even though you're wearing outfits which are very much Du Barry coordinated, was this something which you sort of didn't realise even occurred in the Burley shopping village?
No, I don't think I did. If I did, then it was off, not accurate, but, life's unexpected.
Well, we will be having a few words with Charles in a few moments. He's currently, as you'd expect from one of the top fine folk within the Du Barry company, doing wonderful sort of business with technological phones and such like and so on. How's the champagne?
It's very nice, thank you.
Okay, well, it's all breaking out in the routine now. Venetia has actually physically thrust a young lady
exactly,
on the grounds that you've actually got more experience with Du Barry than Venetia has. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I have actually been here forever, though. Charlie recruited me when I was a child. No, that sounds wrong. My sister used to work here, and then I got into it when I was quite young, so...
I'm sure we've encountered each other over the years, either at Burley, badminton and so on.
I think you've interviewed me before. I seem to recall this.
And you're looking even younger now.
Thank you very much. My foundation's clearly working.
So Eva is here, obviously, to do the official photo shoot with Charlie and possibly yourself because she's going for Miss Teen UK, so she has the sash.
Amazing. That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
Yeah, well, I can see you're all in tweed already, so clearly you're prepared. It's going well. All you need is some boots now.
I know, Yes, I haven't got any boots. These were the closest thing I had.
I'm sure we can fit you up in a pair, don't worry.
Well, there we are. The message continues. And how's it been? We're into day two, of course, of the Burley horse trials.
Yeah.
Thoughts from yourself?
Well, I've been here. This is my sixth Burley. And I have to say that the first day that we did was, this was the busiest we've ever been on our first day. It's astonishing the amount of people who've been coming in, which is obviously great. Perfect for us.
All the Charles interviews he's done with us over the years, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. A bit of rain today would be fantastic for our boots, but no, it's looking really great and everyone's been on good form.
I was explaining to you even the importance of the bucket of water that's out there, or the trough of water to be precise. I noticed that Charlie hasn't actually sort of booked somebody to actually stand in it as yet.
No, well, he used to do it himself, but I think he's now into delegating, but I think he forgets that he's hired two boys and no girl likes to be in a trough of water.
Not good for the look, is it, Eva?
No, I wouldn't stand in it.
No, I'm not one to... Well, I fell in it once, and I think that's about as far as I'll go.
So, when you're not on location with the Burley International Horse Trials, and, of course, with the fabulous Dewberry Company, are you Dewberry through and through? If we were to actually cut open a vein, would it say Dewberry?
It potentially would have some tweed in there. No, I've been working with them for a while. They're an amazing company, but obviously everyone he hires is still at university or graduating, so it's just the perfect job for us because we get to see all of our friends and then we have to go back to reality at some point, which is always less.
Back to reality. So where is reality then?
Well, for most of us, it's Exeter or Royal Ag College or Bristol. So not quite reality, but still.
A form of reality. It's fantastic touching base with yourself. If you stick around whilst we do this photo shoot, and then we will leave you in peace, presumably, until we catch up in badminton.
Exactly. God knows I'll probably be there still as well. Thank you so much.
A few months ago, specifically July, we were at the Great Yorkshire Show doing our usual annual coverage, and we were very impressed to find Ostrich to Love in full force there. And we're delighted now to be able to welcome from Ostrich to Love the legend who is...
Robert Grierson. How are you?
Excellent, Robert. Delighted to see your good self again. Of course, your good wife is with us as well.
Yes, Sarah's the key force behind all this. She chooses the products, designs them, and make sure that we get the best quality ostrich from Africa.
Now, you're in the country living stand, as expected, here at Burley. Thoughts, Eva?
I am really looking forward to the show, and I'm looking forward to the sights to see. Do you have anywhere that's a highlight?
Anywhere to highlight in the show generally?
Off Ostrich to Love, of course.
Well, I think...
Ostrich to Love, yes.
And the country living tent is fantastic. But you've got to go around the arena. I mean, the horse show is fantastic. And the least you can do is walk the course for us. It's only umpteen miles.
We're doing that. I think we're taking the official media trip around the course, actually, which is usually with a horseless carriage, I believe.
Oh, well done. Smart. Good.
Always important to work through that. Again, there's such a positive vibe about Burley every year. Is this your first or second Burley?
We launched at Burley 3 years ago. And since then, we now import more ostrich than anyone else in the country. So it's really taken off, and it's the most successful show we do. Incredible.
And as we found out earlier, I mean, obviously your wife in deep conversation at present now, which is okay, you know, the media demands working through that. The quality and range of products is quite amazing, all made out of genuine ostriches, of course.
Yeah, genuine ostrich, or from time to time when we go over, she finds a new designer, and maybe they're working in Nguni, which is the Zulu cattle. Maybe they're working in the very limited springbuck we get. So we've now got a couple of designers that we're doing very well with, as well as ostrich. So yeah, it's fun.
It's great stuff. Do you want to give them some name checks?
Some names?
The names of the designers?
No, I
keep them secret.
Yeah, these we keep close to our chests.
Eva.
Well, I was just looking at the handbags and the bags that you sell. And when was the business first started?
We started it 3 years ago here at Burley, so it would have been September the 3rd, 3 years ago.
Astonishing. Literally 73 years after the declaration of World War II. Just a minor point, huh?
Oh, thanks. I needed that.
Web address, once again, how do people actually find out about Ostrich to Love online if they're listening to these podcasts?
Yeah, info@ostrichtolove.co.uk. Now, ostrich with a two, love, that is, .co.uk.
listening back over the years of coverage we've provided at the Burley International Horse Trials, one name stands out by far and above amongst the legends of those folk. It is, of course, Johnny Beardsall. Johnny, good to see you as ever.
Thanks, Luke. Nice to see you. And what a lovely day.
It is, and you're currently actually making some specific products. You're with the needle and thread. Had I known you were such a whiz, I would have not used one of those sewing people to actually sew my buttons on. I would have brought it here.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't be much good at that, but I sure can make hats.
Absolutely. Eva, questions and thoughts?
Well, what is this you're making?
Well, this little number here is a little red fox pillbox with a red grass head in the top of it. And it's going to have another couple of feathers added to it, and it'll be pretty fantastico.
We were speaking earlier to another hat manufacturer who were actually dealing with rabbit in terms of the hats, and they were good. And we stand by, you know, Claire, who's actually moved from the law profession to making hats, and she's got some superlative stuff. But ultimately, Johnny, we've got to say, in terms of style uniqueness and just that extra special X factor, you've got the competition nailed.
I'm so pleased you said that. I didn't know there was a rival buzzing around. But
not really. I would say complimentary as opposed to rivalry.
Yeah, well, that's a relief. Yeah.
And as I say, it's looking at a different vogue from that perspective. So here we are, as I say, how many years have you been doing Burley?
I think about six now, so it's getting rather worrying. It's rather a long time.
And the other interesting thing, of course, is that you have outlasted, I believe, Guy Foreman, and indeed the gentleman who introduced us in the first place. That would be, was it Miles who was with us?
Yeah, I think so. So the years roll by and I haven't died.
But I mean, for all Doctor Who fans who are actually tuned in, and I know there are several, it's fair to say that the fez that Johnny is currently modelling, it beats Matt Smith's propensity and fondness for the fez, hands down, doesn't it, Eva?
Well, I'm not as much as a Doctor Who fan as I was with the David Tennant series, but I know of the fez, so I'm going to say yes.
Or indeed the Tommy Cooper tribute. It's fantastic. Why have you gone fez for us today, Johnny?
I've always wanted a fez, and I spotted it on eBay the other day, so this is very, very old, straight from Souk in Marrakesh.
And that's what you can find in the virtual world, manifesting into reality. As ever, we pass on best wishes to the entire Beardsall family. Do you go indoors after this? I mean, technically you're indoors now, but you're kind of under canvas, in fact. Will you be sort of heading indoors as far as the upcoming events are concerned?
Our next stop will be Goodwood Revival in Sussex, which is a fantastic sort of car festival in South England. That's my next stop-off.
It's just one joyous thing after another. Johnny, as ever, take care, and we wish you, as ever, the very best.
Thanks a million. See you later.
Of course, we've looked at some of the fabulous clothing environments. We've spoken to some wonderful folk at Burley, but we haven't as yet made our way through the food zone. And, of course, having now arrived with the delightfully, slightly wonderful odour of cheese, we're at London Cheesemongers, traditional cheese specialist. Someone we're speaking to?
Andrew Hannah.
Andrew, good to connect with your good self. How has Burley been so far for yourself?
This is my first year trading here. The owner of the business, he's been here 7 years in different ways. It's exciting. People are really here to shop for the food, which is quite different from London, where there's a lot of tourists looking around, sniffing. People here really care about the food, be quite excited to taste things for the first time or share stories about where they had it somewhere else. So it's a good environment for actually selling the food.
Now, do I detect a slight Canadian accent there?
Close, because I'm from Michigan.
Ah, well, you see, it's a tough border. I should have got you to talk about a bounce in a boot, really, shouldn't I?
You should. Well, I always take it as a compliment when people think I'm Canadian, because they are the politest people. So it means
inevitable.
Well behaved.
Absolutely. Well, lots of our listeners overseas will be delighted to touch base with yourself. Share with us a bit more about London Cheesemongers.
Jared has started the business about 2 years ago after 8 years in various cheese in the UK, working for Niels Jardery and meeting lots of producers in France and the UK. I used to work for Hervé Mons, one of the people who supply him now. And after years of doing it for other people, he struck out to do it for himself and brought the passion and the skill he learned from other places, applies it to his own trade now. And is hopefully reaping the rewards this event.
We know Niels Yard very well because, in fact, I was just saying to Eva, we normally actually do piece with Niels Yard. In fact, we focused on them at the Great Yorkshire Show this year. But clearly what you've got here is, as you said, focusing on the passion, developing that, a range of sort of top-quality cheese, because it shows, doesn't it, in terms of the care that goes into it?
Well, absolutely. You know, the little details you maybe saw, how we wrap the cheese, how we clean the cheese, and how we care for it. And we selected things that will have meet a variety of people's expectations. So the cheese that's easy for everyone to enjoy, Comté, you put that on the table, everyone's going to be happy. Something a little more challenging from Hampshire, the Tunworth, you know, a little bit stinky, smelly, beautiful cheese, but not for everyone. So we picked cheeses that we thought would translate well to a wide group of audiences that are also easy to care for in this sort of environment. You know, they're not really delicate, really fragile. They're very approachable cheeses. Eva.
How did you yourself get involved with the cheesemongers, did you say?
Well, I came to the UK specifically to work for cheese and in that cheese business. And then Jared and I were colleagues years ago. And he wanted someone who he thought he could trust to be here and do proper for him. So he asked, and I came. Because when the cheese needs selling, I like to be there to be part of it.
Very impressive. Now, you've been joined on the stand by another colleague. Would you like to give him a quick name check?
That's Jared.
This is Jared. It's the legend that is Jared himself who's about to arrive.
He's slightly more shy than me, maybe, but I'm sure you might be able to goad him into speaking.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've done it. To the extent that I honestly feel as though you should put in for that raise for the media package. But let's see if we can just have a few quick words with Jared, the creator of the London Cheesemonger Company. Good to see you, Jared.
Hi there.
I mean, really, it's a win-win situation. I mean, from what's just been said, I mean, you've got the quality of the product. It's there. I think Neil's Yard better watch out.
Oh, I don't think they have anything to worry about, to be honest. We're both providing different things at the event, and it's all more quality, basically.
And how many Burley events have you actually clocked up now?
I think this is number 6.
And getting better, presumably.
Yeah, well, I learn a little bit more every time I come, so...
Because I'm just impressed. I mean, for the benefit of the listener who hasn't experienced Burley, I mean, you guys as exhibitors pretty much start out, what, about the weekend beforehand when you're sort of setting up and working from that basis?
Well, for me, it's more like a couple of weeks selecting the cheese, so basically going through, tasting through each batch to make sure that every cheese that I've got at the event is the best cheese I can get my hands on.
It's that quality that just marks out the whole sort of system as absolutely perfect. Is there a website that people can find out about London Cheesemongers so that people actually in Canada or in Michigan can actually order some directly?
Yeah, of course. It's londoncheesemongers.co.uk.
Excellent. And Eva, anyone, any particular cheese that you sort of appeal? I mean, what would you recommend for Eva, who's sort of in terms of tasting and various other things? What's the sort of key cheese that to go through?
This one here. This is the biggest seller so far. French Comté. Do you want to try a bit?
I'll hold back on that base for the moment, but Eva's just doing our official taste test now. How's it shaping up?
I like it. It's very nice. Which cheese is this?
This one here. It's a 35 kilo raw cow's milk cheese from French Comté.
Absolutely perfect. I love the titles that we actually got. You've got French Comté, as you mentioned, Midi Pyrenees. I mean, I can see William Sitwell, our regular culinary correspondent and editor of Waitrose magazine, would be in his element here. We've got, of course, the Somerset, etc. I think you've gone for quality as well as just great tasting cheeses.
Yeah, everything. Well, it's important to get a nice a range of cheeses, like hard cow, goat, sheep, soft blue. And everything has got to be tasting as good as it can be. Otherwise, it would never make it onto the table at Burley, that's for sure.
The simple mention of the words James Gillick, the name's James Gillick, immediately carries with it connotations of quality, sophistication, great art. And yes, he's here at Burley. James, good to see you as ever.
Hello again.
Normally, you have young assistants with yourself doing the apprenticeship. How's the apprenticeship scheme been going?
I had an apprentice earlier in the year, but she's already set up and gone, so this is the end of her time. So
success after success, then, clearly, James.
Well, hope so. I think she's gone to brighter and better things in London, so she's doing well, I think.
We have Eva McDonald with us. Eva, who's taking a year out before she heads off to university to actually become a classical music singer, basically.
I am, yes, and I will plan to do that. So hopefully that'll all work out.
And indeed is currently heading up for Miss Teen UK.
She's Miss Teen UK?
She's in that final competition.
I'm Miss Teen Link, and I'm competing for Miss Teen Great Britain. So,
what does Miss Teen do? Sing?
Well, it's a pageant, and we work with charities, and we have a platform. It's called a platform that we develop, and I am going to hopefully work with children in hospices for my pageant. So you have different charities, and everybody picks things out of that, and so hopefully I'll go and work with those.
James, it's a bit like travelling around with a living saint. It's fantastic.
It's very good.
In terms of the music, Eva, I mean, it's classical stuff, so just share with us what you were recently performing.
Oh, I went somewhere yesterday and I performed a few little songs. One was Verdi Prati by Handel.
No One Direction stuff there, then.
But you specialise in early music or late classical, or?
I like to sing classical. I do a bit of musical theatre as well, but classical's more my area.
So you're an alto or soprano?
Soprano.
All right. Very good. Very good.
See, James, we always like to give a different flavour each year to different interviews, and I thought this is the time when we actually have a young operatic singer coming in to touch base with a good song.
Well, fantastic. I've always sung in choirs. Small a cappella groups and things like that, but don't have a good enough voice for a solo, so always very envious of someone with a good pair of pipes.
Splendid. And of course, everybody has their own talents, and as we just see here, Sister Wendy Beckett, the legend, of course, that was, and that is, writing on James Gillick, at a time when too much contemporary art is both adolescent and unexciting, it's a joy to find a true artist, committed heart, soul and hands to celebrate the beauty of the world. Says it all, really, doesn't it, James?
A beautiful writer, but what people don't really know about Sister Wendy Beckett is that her writing is so small, it took us 2.5 days to decipher what she wrote. I mean, by small, there are no holes in the A's or the O's or the D's or the P's. Absolutely minuscule. Every circular letter, probably 0.5 millimetre high.
So a micro dot would have been easier, really.
It was insane, written with a thick biro, just tiny. We had to take it... her letters to me, to a solicitor, because solicitors' writing are really generally bad, and then to a doctor, and then I think it was to an accountant, and then ask their secretaries, who are accustomed to reading terrible handwriting, to decipher this code which she'd sent us.
It's times like that where you think a word processor would be much easier, wouldn't it, really?
Yes, but Sister Wendy Beckett has no telephone, no computer, no typewriter, no nothing, just a pen and a piece of paper, so...
And her intelligence.
Yes, of course, her great sensitivity to art, yes.
Eva, questions for James?
Well, what sort of things does... Which painter is it?
Everything you see in here, James, unless I'm way off base, has been produced by your own skilled hands.
Yes. Yeah, all by me, yes.
Oh, so it's you on your own.
Yeah.
Wow. What sort of things do you paint then?
I paint, here we've got still lifes and then the big horses, but I do portraits, I do landscapes for people, and I hold the brushes and people tell me what to paint. This is my general.
Well, I mean, I think we must have been doing annual pieces with your good self now for 6, 7, 8 years, so as far as Burley's concerned. Yeah. Of course, the first time round, you were joint with your brother Theo, and it was a mixture of the sculpture and the artistry that was there.
Yeah, and Theo lives in Stamford now, so he's not at Burley these days, but he's a busy boy working all over Europe, really, at the minute.
And are you still flying the flag for quality in the wonderful joys? I was going to say Loughton there. It's not Lowther.
Yes, yes. We're up in Louth, or Loweth, as they call it around here. Running a big studio up there. It's very successful.
And one of these days, James, and certainly let's look at it for 2015, 2016, we will visit you in Louth and we will and sort of do a little location report there.
That would be really excellent. I'll tell you what's happening the next little while. When I was in London last September, a picture dealer came up to me, who's a good friend of my current picture dealer, who runs a very famous gallery called the Sladmore, which is just off Berkeley Square in London, and we're doing a big exhibition of horse paintings there next June. So I've got a full month at the height of the season, and I will be producing a big series of horse paintings, which will also be decorating the Queen's Royal Box at Royal Windsor next year. So if you come to the studio, all those paintings will be being produced and you'll be most welcome.
I think that's a must-see. What do you think, Eva?
I think it is as well, yes.
We were recently in London for the National Portrait Gallery and did a full tour of the National Portrait Gallery behind the scenes. But I think, actually, Parche, Richard Fitzwilliams, I think this is going to be even more exciting for 2016.
Absolutely. At least the painter's there.